I guess Jimena will sit there.
How you been doing?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Do you need the microphone closer for vocals?
I think so. Thank you.
Amen. New to you. Anybody familiar with Fernando Ortega? His stuff. Man, he's a brilliant writer, but his stuff is really just clear and to the point and really easy melodies. So, anyway, let's. Children of the Living God.
Children of the Living God, come and sing. Children of the Living God, sing to the Living God. Sing of the wonders He has made, bird in flight, fall.
2019 already, so trying to do it. You see, my husband's not typing until I get another job. He's going to have me up. So she's going to be say at my mom, you know, yay. Okay. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we come tonight to you and bow before you with humble adoration and thankfulness. Lord, we're not even worthy to gather the crumbs from under the table, but yet you set a feast before us, and all we have to do is come to it. Lord, thank you so much for loving us. Forgive us for our sins. Wash us in your blood of Christ. And have us help us to be hollow and clean in your eyes tonight. Lord, as we worship tonight, I pray that the words and the music and our attitudes would all be pleasing unto you. Lord, bring your John with you as he brings the message tonight. And I pray that you speak through him. Lord, we have many people on the prayer list, but we're going to start with a praise and an answered prayer. Various plans for things that we have there. It's been suffering for many years for something that the doctor's talking about, has 50% chance of coming out of. But you brought them out in less than half the time as what they were planning. Praise God for that. Lord, we've got several people that need to lift up to you. Kenna Rizzo with his broken ankle. The child in Crack family. And all of the children in his grave that were so close to me. Sean Kidd. The Marin family. Especially Taxi Lord. John with his grandmother, John with his eyes, Rebecca, Larsaw, Amelia, and you baby to come. Rosanna Bird and her baby. Juana, who needs a city. Patrick's grandfather. Andy Schaefer, Kathy Brown, a job for women, Faith Trevor for Sam and Wendy, pray for Tracy Rosary on Saturday. Lord, each and every one of these people, I have a plan for them. And you know the world that you want to happen in your life. We pray, Lord, for healing, for comfort, for job, for health. But Lord, we truly pray that your will would be done in each and every one of you. And through your will, that you would be with us throughout. In your name, we pray these things, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so stand and sing. You can sing, stand and sing. Praise Adonai.
Of the sun to the end. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I know that some of you are going through some really tough things, and Nikki, especially you, I feel like, I mean, my heart just really goes out to you, and I think that everybody here would say that they love you and that they're praying for you, and I'm sorry I'm singling you out. I don't mean to. I just want you to know I care and I love you. But God has promised two really awesome things, and one is that He'll never leave us, and the other is that He's never going to give us more than we can bear, because with Him, we can make it through anything. And this song that we're about to do is really more of a prayer to me than anything. I mean, not just a hymn, but a heart's cry. So as we sing it together, just sing the words to the Lord, because He understands. He knows what we're going through. So let's all sing.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while another Thou art calling, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by.
golden sash around his chest, his head and hair were white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were blazing fire, and his feet are like bronze glowing furnaces, and his voice sounds like rushing water. And in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a double-edged sword, and his face looked like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. Okay? Now that's probably not the Christ you... All those other ones are probably the ones that you think of. But we need to think of all of them. Now, if you shut your eyes and you picture that, I'm going to show you the Christ that's in my life and how he pulled on me. And this is the way my Christ looks. He has never, ever given up on me. Ever. He's pulled on me. He's tugged me. He's got me where I needed to be. He got me up here tonight. So, with that being said, my family, a little broken up as we talked before, I'm not going to say that we were maybe the Brady Bunch, maybe the rougher than the Brady Bunch, maybe, as I spoke before about Brady. But my mother left when I was three, and my little sister was just born, she was 6 months or so, old, and we had three other older brothers and sisters. So my father did the best he could to keep us and raise us and do what he could do. But y'all have to bear with me because I did have an eye problem. I might have two different types of tears tonight. So my father did the best he could do. He got us in the car. He took us to the Hillsboro Church Christ, dumped us off there. My oldest brother, maybe eight, shoveled me into one Sunday school room. And home, my other brothers. And we got to the Sunday school and church, I would say most of our life. Like that, till my brothers got to be 16 and they started driving. And so they were supposed to drop us off. And they dropped us off one or two times. And then I guess we figured out, hey, nobody's got to go to church. We can all skip it and just act like we've been to church. So that happened for a while. So kind of got away from the church. But my dad gave us his ability. He gave me his foundation. So you never know what it is. It could be so small. That foundation, but that's all it takes. If one little bitty stone stacked on another stone, stacked on another stone, stacked on another stone, you're going to build a wall, you can build a great wall, you can build a great house, you can build a great Christian family that you can come from. So with that being said, we did the best we could. Got to be awful. Remember, there wasn't any family. Times were good for a teenager. In my case, no real guy do anything I wanted to, grow anything I wanted to, do what I wanted to, smoke, drink, cuss, chew, fat, do whatever I wanted to. It was all legal. Nothing held holding me back. Except one good thing. I played real good football. I was strong. I was tough. And I got to go to Brentwood Academy. Yeah, they might do a little recruiting. Look at this one right here, baby. I got there. Shouldn't have gotten there. But Jesus knew that I needed some guidance from somebody. If I'd gone to Hillsboro, John Rockmore Hillsboro, down the hill and been drinking and all the things that are so glorious on TV are just real prevalent. And, you know, bless my wife. But nothing. So, anyhow, so we did get married. Bless her heart. But nothing but much stuff. And, but she fought with me and we pulled hair and all that kind of stuff. And got to a situation where I had to give up. Okay? And at that point in life, you know, I did body. We were trying real hard to have children. Things were going good, you know, marriage was going good, all that kind of stuff. But I sucked it up, I gave it up, and I prevailed. At that point in my life, I had to make a choice. Got sober. Thank you.
to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Okay. Do you want to read? Same book. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is the light. God is light in Him. There is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie. We do not live by the truth. Okay. So, as we've talked about recently, you know, we talked about your sins and whatnot, and that, you know, you gotta walk the talk, okay? But if you don't, some people like me are a little hard-headed, okay? My dear children, I'm gonna read it again. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Okay. Brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, we should pray and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sins do not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death, and I'm not saying that we should pray about that. Pray for those people around you. Pray for them. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. I want to talk about Christ again. That my whole life has always pulled on me. He's not given up on me. No matter what I do, which has been some dumb things, He's always in the background and He's always going, "Come on, John. Over here. Come on." And He knows that I just need a little pushing in the cart. And He knows that He's going to have to be there. And He knows that I know that He's there. So, you know, let that pushing and prodding, if it happens, take it. Take it and run with it. I'm going to read a little bit from Luke 23:32. There are two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to a place called the Skull, they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes and cast his lot. Lord, the day that Christ was put on the cross to bear my sins, there were three crosses on that hill. There were two sinners on that hill, but there was one death that day. There was just one death. Jesus died, rose again, and has eternal life for us. The Lord accepted. give up on yourself. Don't give up on your neighbor. Help when you can. And help yourself. So, I want y'all to grow in Christ. I want you to be good stewards, good song leaders. See those smiling faces. I want to see those faces that are not here tonight. When you tell your friends that they've been here, they're getting that foundation, they need to get back again. It's y'all's job to keep them up.
You know, we think sometimes about, because we all have faced loss. I had lost my sister in February. But we serve a living God who is eternal. And what John was talking about, he made a way for us to be just as eternal, which is astounding. We feel kind of temporary, but we're not. If you have faith in Christ, then you are as eternal as the living God. That's amazing. What an invitation.
Children of the living God, come and sing out loud. Children of the living God, sing to the living God. Sing of the wonders He has made, bird and flight, falling rain. Sing of the wonders He has made, sing to the living God. How He loves us with great love, He who sits enthroned above. For our lives He spilled His blood, sent God is very like a flood. Children of the living God, sing to the living God.
Favor. Why did y'all stop?
Sing for the morning when he comes in the clouds, glorious sun. Sing for the morning when he comes. Sing to the living God. How he loves us with great love.
Tell your brother we said
howdy and thanks and all that.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
How many brothers do you have?
Two brothers.
One and
sister.
Sisters.
One sister.
So there's four of them.
All right. You can probably tell that you
know,
lost everybody around. Yeah.